This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, Kurt Vonnegut said, "In the water, I am beautiful." We'll find out why humans might be hardwired to love water.
First, news guy Noah Ovshinsky joins us for a weekly look at the big stories going on here in Wisconsin. Hey, Noah.
Good afternoon, Rob. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. Well, a lot of big news in the state this week. Let's start a big new poll, the poll a lot of people look to, the Marquette poll.
Right. So this latest poll, in a word, well, in a few words, it's a very tight race
for governor.
The governor's race is very tight, and this latest poll certainly confirmed that. The survey showed that Governor Walker was leading Mary Burke by 1 percentage point among registered voters, but Mary Burke ahead of Governor Walker by 1 point among likely voters. So basically, a dead heat.
A dead heat, yeah. There's no poll that's not in the margin of error.
Both results were in the margin of error.
Until election day, pretty
exactly.
much. There's been a lot of action this week on the governor's race front in terms of advertising.
Right. And I think, these numbers that we just talked about, the fact that this race is incredibly close, it goes some way in explaining really the latest theme in the race, which certainly this week has been Mary Burke's experience while she was an executive at Trek. The Walker campaign released what has become quite a controversial ad that criticizes her for benefiting from Trek's decision to outsource jobs.
This is not a typical Republican attack point.
No, it's a bit unusual for a business-friendly candidate like Governor Walker to criticize an opponent for outsourcing. It's really something out of the Democratic playbook, frankly. And indeed, the strategy has been criticized in conservative circles.
Yeah, some examples. Where has he gotten attention from?
Right. So in the opinion page of The Wall Street Journal earlier this week, an assistant editor wrote, quote, "We normally associate criticism of outsourcing with Democrats, but Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is a reminder that Republicans aren't above playing the Benedict Arnold CEO card themselves to fan populist furies."
And what have we
unquote.
Heard? What have we heard from the governor and his campaign in response to this criticism?
So the governor defended the ad. He notes that nobody has really disputed the facts contained in the ads. And he says it's fair game to criticize Burke for what he sees as her hypocritical stance on some issues. And when he says that, he means, here is a candidate who has financially benefited from a company that's outsourced, but at the same time is advocating an increase in the minimum wage.
And we've seen response ads from Mary Burke and a print ad from the company involved, Trek, disputing, I think, some of the facts in the ad. So this thing keeps having ripples. Now, this is a difficult case sometimes for a candidate with a lot of political career in their background against an outsider like Ron Johnson, a business person, or a Mary Burke, who doesn't have a lot of a political record to attack.
Right, exactly. Mary Burke doesn't have much of a record. I mean, she's basically a newcomer to politics. I mean, she was involved in the Doyle administration. She was in the Commerce Secretary. She was the Commerce Secretary for a while. But basically, as an elected position, she's a newcomer. Walker is somewhat limited in the lines of attack that he has simply because she doesn't have that record. And, this attack of her business experience, this effort in part is to, really dampen the enthusiasm among the Democratic base.
Yeah, we had a political scientist, Charlie Jacobs, on the other day, and he said this is not an ad probably that's going to get more people to vote for Scott Walker, but maybe it might persuade some people on the fence, maybe on the left,
right,
to not vote.
It's going to keep the Democrats at home on election day, make no mistake, Rob. This election is going to be all about turnout, turnout, turnout. And if Governor Walker thinks he can keep Democrats at home and get independents to either vote for him or keep them at home with a certain strategy, he's going to do it.
Now, these ads, the initial one and the counter salvos, have people talking about these ads?
Of course. I mean, certainly in the media, we're talking about them. And so there is this sort of multiplier effect that these ads can sometimes have, in addition to the, when they actually air on TV and radio. This issue of Mary Burke benefiting from Trek outsourcing, it is sucking up a lot of oxygen this week, and it means the candidates aren't talking really about some of the pressing issues that are facing the state and their fundamental policy differences. You know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, if and when those issues actually come to the forefront.
Well, here's one of them that might. Jobs has obviously been a big part of the last couple of campaigns here. Some new unemployment numbers out in the state. People who work for a living are obviously watching that, and the candidates are watching it too.
Right. So, of course, I mean, you and I have talked on the air before during the show, you know, that jobs are going to be, you know, certainly probably the biggest issue in this campaign, except, of course, when you're talking about Mary Burke's experience at Trek. Mm-hmm. Unemployment increased in all of state's 32 largest cities in June. Racine had the highest unemployment rate of any city. That was at about 10.4%. And unemployment rates, if you break it down, went up in 61 of 72 counties, with Menominee County having the highest rate at 17.8%.
Overall, what was the unemployment rate in the state?
Right. So although unemployment went up in the largest cities, went up in most counties, overall, though, the unemployment rate remained unchanged in June compared to May at 5.7%.
So because statistics or something?
Exactly. how can higher unemployment in the state's largest cities and most of the counties translate to an unchanged rate? Well, some counties are doing much, much better than others. So these increases aren't enough to nudge that overall number upward.
So politically here, I guess each side could probably take something and run with it here. The Burke campaign could point toward, hey, we're not creating jobs at a high rate. You're not going to hit that $250,000 job pledge that candidate Scott Walker had made. On the other hand, our unemployment rate, as I understand it, is better than the national average.
Right. Even at the rate of 5.7%, it remains lower than the national average of 6.1%. And certainly Governor Walker and those in his administration will point to that as evidence that the economy is improving under his stewardship.
Okay, and I'm sure we'll be checking in on every bit of job report coming in between now
every
and November.
Every single one.
Yeah. Though it seems like we don't, there was, it used for a while there, that monthly report, everybody was jumping on, even though everybody knew that it wasn't all that reliable. And now we're looking at that more reliable quarterly report usually.
Yeah, exactly. And that comes from the Labor Department. And we will get one more set of those, what we call the gold standard numbers. We'll probably get one more set of those numbers before the election. And so there will be, I can't tell you exactly when those numbers will be released, but you can bet when they are, it will, I think, have an effect on the race.
There'll be ads about it before the ink is dry.
Exactly.
So we've been watching the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, I should say. They've come up with a lot of stuff, a lot of news-making decisions this week, no exception.
Right. So two federal courts actually this week came down with conflicting rulings this week dealing with the ever-controversial Affordable Care Act. And these rulings are very relevant to Wisconsin, and I'll explain in just a second. First, the D.C. Circuit ruled in a split decision that the Affordable Care Act prohibits the feds from providing subsidies to those who purchase their insurance on the federally run exchange. Now, on the same day, the Fourth Circuit in Virginia ruled that the subsidies can be given to everybody. And, you know, why are these subsidies a key part of the ACA so important? Well, they make the insurance for millions of folks in the United States affordable.
All right. This is viewed as a key thing. We're requiring you to get this insurance. If you can't quite afford it, here's the subsidies to help you pay for it. Where does Wisconsin fit into this picture?
Right. So this is very relevant for us because Wisconsin is one of the roughly 35 or so states that turn to the federal government for its exchange. So the long-term viability of this current setup, at least in the state, is in question because at least one court has said that folks who are getting their insurance under that federal exchange can't get the subsidies.
Now, I cheated a little bit in setting this up and foreshadowed a little bit. I said Supreme Court.
Right.
Ultimately, this is probably where it's going to end up.
You know, I'm not a betting man, but I would say that it's highly likely that this case will end up in the Supreme Court. You know, if these subsidies do go away, I mean, if the Supreme Court sides with the court that was against the ACA, you know, it will present a dilemma for the governor and state lawmakers. You know, they may, and I emphasize the word may, you know, be put in a position where they will have to decide whether to create a state exchange. In order to continue to get those subsidies to people who bought the insurance through the Affordable Care Act. And as you might remember, Governor Walker was not a fan of this whole idea of a state exchange. That's why he depended on the federal exchange to help bring the ACA to the state.
And this comes amid a background of some criticism, including from Senator Tammy Baldwin, who was on the show about a week and a half ago, again, criticizing Governor Walker for not taking federal Medicaid money to help expand Badger Care. So these rulings are out east, but there's a lot of ripple effect here in Wisconsin, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, again, because we're one of those states that did decide to go with the federal marketplace. If we were a state that created our own marketplace, this particular court battle, you know, wouldn't necessarily be a major issue for us specifically, although, you know, this issue of subsidies, I mean, that's some of the financial grease that keeps the Affordable Care Act, you know, solvent. You know, it keeps it paying for the insurance for the folks who buy that insurance. It keeps it affordable. So, you know, if it were thrown out, not only would it really affect Wisconsinites, but it would affect really everybody across the country.
Bringing things full circle, is this an issue that you think might be fodder for campaign ads in the race for governor in the next couple months?
Frankly, I would have thought so. By this point, mm-hmm. We haven't seen them yet. You know, we'll see. It's gonna be a long few months between now and November.
All right. Now, I'm going to surprise you here. 30th anniversary of the release of the movie Purple Rain. Do you have a favorite Prince song from Purple Rain
otherwise? From Purple Rain?
On the spot here, I know.
No.
No?
Yeah, although my favorite Prince song is, I think it's called Seven.
Okay. Yep, yeah. That is a Prince song.
I think that's my favorite Prince song, although I don't think it was in the movie.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, Noah, thanks for joining us. That was Noah Ovshinsky, WPR's assistant news director. He's our news guy. He joins us each week at this time.